This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I'm not up here tooting my horn when I say this. I'm just laying out the fact that we know what we're talking about. We have been predicting that you will start seeing massively increased attacks on police officers around the United States, but also in Europe and other areas. This is part of the globalist multinational program to undermine stability, national security, local security, as a pretext to force the political capitulation of the local constabulary to the globalist program. And Loretta Lynch at the Justice Department is pushing the Strong Cities Initiative in the last 6-7 months that federalizes and globalizes local police. Then they call off the dogs of Black Lives Matter and other groups. I think the best way to break down what's currently happening is this way. And I'm going to do it when we come back after the break in detail. But my personal journey dealing with the police, my personal journey trying to understand what's happening in the last 21 years on air and, of course, before that. But it's this issue. Statistically, police killing people is one of the rarest forms of death. We see a lot of TV shows, a lot of movies that basically exacerbate and hype this up. I'm not defending police when they do bad things. That certainly goes on. But it is a manufactured red herring. When you see the number one issue in this country for like 4 or 5 years, Trayvon Martin and then Black Lives Matter, you would think that the world was ending when 258 black Americans get killed by police every year, most of them justifiable shootings. There was a case in Houston last night where a man who was a felon and part of gangs and other things pulled a gun on police in front of witnesses, and the guy's wife talked to the news and said, yeah, he was just waving a gun around, pointing at him, and they shot him. So 258 people that happen to be African descent are killed by the police. Okay, I'm sure some of the time it's wrong. If a cop's found to do it wrong, put him in prison. This isn't about an agenda of defending the police. I saw some comment on InfoWars because I put a video out that's gone viral titled this video will bring down Black Lives Matter. And I saw a couple commenters going, okay, what he says is a lot of good points, but, you know, he's got an agenda. Before I get into all this news today, we have a special guest joining us in the studio as well. Let me just say right now, I do have an agenda. And that's telling the truth. And that's having integrity. And that's actually trying to learn how this world works and trying to empower myself and others. Because I believe in humanity, and I believe in you. And I am too, I guess you could say, prideful to sit here and pick sides in something just because I think it'll further my own personal gain. Because when you have that attitude, you lose the whole storyline of life. I'm trying to empower everybody as long as it's not at my expense. And by my expense, as long as they're not trying to bring me down. Because when you empower others, it basically energizes the whole of the society. As John F. Kennedy said, a rising tide raises all ships. So separating Alex Jones from this narrative, InfoWars is getting 6 times the traffic Thursday night through right now we have ever had. Previous spikes were 3 to 4 times. We're seeing 6 times the traffic, 10,500 people a second are entering the site. That's how many new IP addresses are coming in a second. Millions of visitors an hour. Very, very exciting things are happening. Because people understand we've been predicting this. We understand what's going on. And I have a guest coming in that's really concerned with his sources and his research that they're going to try to kill Donald Trump as a false flag to cause a civil war. First get the leftists all hyped up. Hype up a bunch of cops killing people. Get the media all pushing it. And then right as the summer goes towards its head, its climax, into September, an assassination of Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that with George Humphrey coming up today as well, and a lot more. But when we return, Police are getting shot in Georgia, in Tennessee, in Florida, in Missouri, in New York, in San Antonio. The police department got shot up. I mean, this is serious.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Sunday, the 10th day of July, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Longtime patriot, good friend of mine, former Austin City Council member, a fellow that was involved fighting the New World Order when I got involved in Pat Buchanan's campaign when I was still in high school. George Humphrey is going to be in studio with us coming up later in the hour. He's got a new book out. He, of course, is also a best-selling author. The book is Life, Love, Joy. Now, before we go any further, George is a high-powered businessman, real estate guy, has a lot of big connections to a lot of some of the older families in the United States. I was just talking to him during the pre-show preparation about what insiders are telling him. And he says that they really are concerned about Donald Trump's life and that they're concerned that the establishment, that is criminal elements of it, want to start a civil war in this country and that would be triggered by the assassination of Donald J. Trump. So we'll be talking about that with him and more coming up at the bottom of the hour. Where to start? I shot a lot of special reports Friday, Saturday, and today, and they're all viral. Some of them have millions of views. And then, of course, the radio show has had six times the traffic to Infowars.com. That is the biggest spike in traffic we've ever seen. It's been sustained since Friday right through today. We're getting millions of visitors, new visitors, by the way, most of them, every hour. It's epic. I know Drudge Report was crashing on Friday. That gets billions of visitors a month, much larger than InfoWars. And, you know, we saw it crash. InfoWars has also crashed some. We also have the backup site, PrisonPlanet.com. And it's because folks know that we have been documenting the war on police. We have been documenting the mainstream media, Hollywood, broadcast TV, but also fiction media in almost every venue, pushing and making it very sexy and very risque and very avant-garde that police are criminals and police are the worst people in the world and police need to die. Now, before I get into all the latest developments and cops getting shot all over the country since Friday and attacked, including just south of us in San Antonio a few hours ago, the police department being shot up, I want to explain something. I am uniquely qualified to speak to what's happening because I saw the threat to our republic by globalization, militarization of our police. I made films about it 20 years ago. I wrote books about it 10 years ago. But I was never anti-cop. I was anti-federal globalist training to turn them into political officers that would oppress speech, to turn them into anti-gun forces, to teach them instinctive shooting training that might save their lives sometimes but kills a lot of innocent people. I was against the type of stuff we saw the feds do at Ruby Ridge and Waco. But even then, I wasn't against the feds. I was against globalist crime groups infiltration cells that had taken over areas of the federal government. I want to take our country back. So because our police are being more and more federalized and our military is being globalized and we're going under international control and a lot of un-American anti-free speech, anti-liberty things are happening, I've been trying to raise the alarm. And then the media would say, well, you're just against the military, you're just against the police. But then I found the last decade, the police and military, on average, were more sophisticated than I was because they were on the inside, that they were being taken over and basically scapegoated. And I found that for groups that are awake, the military is the most awake to the globalist New World Order program. The police are about the second most awake group out there. Doesn't mean they're perfect. Doesn't mean they have big problems. Doesn't mean some departments are totally criminal. That's human nature. Absolutely. It isn't just some bad apples. Sometimes you've got whole barrels that are bad, and sometimes whole barrels that are good. I've almost found in my research, it's like there's no bad apples or they're all bad apples. It kind of works like that in life and in history. Most people probably recognize that. A restaurant's either totally horrible and out of control, and you get sick when you eat there, or everything's good on the menu. But separate from that, our country is being taken over by multinational systems that are establishing a form of planetary government called globalism. And I've been fighting for 20-plus years just to expose the fact that that was happening. Now, most Americans know the Federal Reserve is foreign-owned and private and part of globalism. Most Americans want it audited or abolished. Most Americans know that the British exit, the Brexit, was about getting out of the unelected EU. The liberty movement worldwide, the nationalist movement, the movement for prosperity and common sense, led by people like Ron Paul and Matt Drudge and Nigel Farage and people like you and Joseph Farah. And it's not about giving credit here, folks. It's just we understand the people that were there first fighting hardest to show their success, to say, look what you can do when you get involved and fight back as well in the information war. And my job has been to just galvanize as many people as I can, pointing out what was coming so that as the wages of world government came home to roost, people would be ready to stand up and say no to the next phase. Because if you think stuff's bad right now, none of us have seen anything yet. But I read countless university-published books about policing, and I studied militarization, and I studied Pentagon programs shipping weapons in, and I studied the curriculum and what was going on, and I got secret documents that we broke nationally over and over again where the police were training to take on gun owners and veterans and confiscate firearms. But the police themselves were being given this curricula. They didn't want to follow it. They were leaking it to us. So what I'm saying is, if you don't like the TSA groping your genitals and putting you through a naked body scanner while the border is wide open, I totally agree with you. It's a fraud to train us to be slaves. But let's not blame the TSA person themselves. Let's blame ourselves for letting it happen and Congress that did it. And then after we've gotten our house in order, then we can talk about the TSA people. And Lord knows there's some pedophiles want that job. There's some criminals that rob your bags. There's some bad people in there. But the essence of free will and the essence of a free society and the essence of a good society is we go after people for what they individually did, not what happens in groups. If cops in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and in Minneapolis, Minnesota, last week, questionably shoot armed black males during wrestling matches, I don't know if the cops are guilty or not. It's not clear. Let's say they are. Do you then go shoot 15 cops and kill five of them in Dallas? Do you go shoot people on the highway in Georgia and Tennessee and kill a cop and shoot up some cars and shoot up some cars in Florida and shoot up the police station in San Antonio? There's so many of these coming in right now, I can't keep track of them. There's just cops getting shot all over the place right now. And as I studied this more and more years ago, I realized, oh my gosh, I've been trying to reform the police, and what I've done partially is help wake them up faster to the larger globalist program. So I wasn't a complete failure, and of course they weren't waking up just because of me. but because of what they were being taught. You know, the founding fathers are bad, Christians are your enemy, veterans are all going to start attacking you, there's going to be a civil war, and we're like, yeah, because the globalists are setting one up. That's how they're going to conquer America. But then it all clicked. Oh, government that has a 9% approval rating in Gallup and a 6% approval rating for the media in Gallup and AP, they want to basically scapegoat the police and have a civil war that is only about trying to overthrow the police when they're the lowest level of government, so that none of the real revolution ever goes against the globalists that have actually come in and hijacked the country. Because it's not a revolution, it's a restoration. And so we have a false revolution just based on killing cops that discredits any legitimate resistance in the future. And then you understand the larger plan and exactly what we're facing and what we're dealing with. Folks, when you've got Facebook and Google and Apple and Twitter all saying Black Lives Matter and censoring folks that expose it, and Hillary Clinton saying, well, it's white people's fault this happened, and the Dallas mayor saying that, and acting like, well, police must reform, like Obama said, like, that is an attempt to make this 10 times worse. This is an attempt to overthrow the country.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so there's a million different angles to this, but I want to go into some clips here and break down what's currently happening and get into all the other attacks on police that are currently taking place. Multinational corporations, to a great extent, have already captured this country. They want to have Americans at each other's throats, so they have weaponized media, CNN, MSNBC, you name it, local TV stations across the country, come out and say, oh my gosh, it is the number one issue in America. The police are hunting down and just executing black men everywhere. This year so far, 2,000 plus people have been shot in Chicago, 90 plus percent by black on black. 500 plus blacks die a year in Chicago at the hands of other blacks with guns. You can look it up for yourself. I did whole reports on Friday. They're on InfoWars.com showing the FBI's own numbers. You tell a Black Lives Matter person that or some other social justice warrior, and they look at you and say, shut up, racist. Why don't you care about people's lives? And we're just like, look, the truth is police shootings overall are down. The truth is that this is a political diversion from black unemployment being doubled. But if you segue out of that, if Donald Trump gets killed or more Trump supporters get attacked, and then they've set the battle lines with Democrats and the, quote, minorities and Trump and the white people, even if Trump didn't brand it like that, the media has. This is the recipe we've got for major, major civil unrest. And so many leftists and so many Black Lives Matter people on InfoWars and on YouTube put comments going, oh, trying not to have a civil war, you're scared. The majority of people are white still in this country, even though they're old and mentally ill, and they've got guns, and you're not going to win against the military and the police and all this. I'm not trying to stop a civil war because I think I'm going to lose it. I'm trying to stop a civil war because we all lose it, except for the technocrats that are playing us off against each other. This is so stupid. I go into stores. I work with, quote, African people. I'm around great folks. I don't want to fight with anybody. I'm not out to get you. And the media and all these white pimps that I see pushing and George Soros and Hillary and the Dallas mayor and Obama and Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Google, all of them. After the cops got shot, they were putting up big signs saying Black Lives Matter. There were demonstrations all over the country Friday, Saturday, and today, and cops being beat up and shot all over the place. And then Loretta Lynch comes out and says, we need to reform the police. That'll fix this. Like it's legitimate. Obama, Friday morning, came out. We played the clip Friday and said, we need to reform the police. Giving credence to the cops that got killed. As if they were connected to something some other cop did some other place. That's like Hitler saying, oh, some Jew might have done something wrong, so I'm going to arrest all the Jews and I'm going to kill them. And all the Black Lives Matter and Ford Foundation, the big leftist groups, oink, oink, bang, bang, you're dead. We played all the clips Friday. I'm not playing them again today. I mean, I've been to demonstrations myself. My crew has at every demonstration. You got mainly white college students, they're leading the chants about deck the halls with dead cops and all this stuff. And the police are told to stand down and do nothing, and the grand juries do nothing because the system wants to build this to a head. Let me explain something. You've got free speech. I'm the number one backer of it. But when you start as a media person with major groups of people that are listening to you, organizing, going out and killing people randomly because of what color they are or because they're wearing a uniform, you're engaged in organizing terrorist attacks. You're involved in racketeering. And I've already decided, if I'm out in public and I hear somebody saying kill police, I'm going to break their jaw. I'm done. And that's not talk. I'm doing it. You go chanting around me, hey, let's go kill some frickin' cops because they're in a uniform. And of course, you're too cowardly to do it. You want somebody else to do it. I'm going to punch you right in the face. And I don't usually talk like that in 20 years on air. It's not that I'm kissing the cop's ass either. But I'm going to explain something to everybody. This attack is by multinational corporations trying to bring down America. So as many problems as the police have, they're the face of local government and our due process and what's left of it. And when they bring that down, the whole country's going down in a globalist takeover. And then your checks aren't going to cash anymore. There's not going to be any good electricity. This damn society's going to break down like Cuba or Venezuela or Eastern Europe. And this country's going to fall apart. Because it's a design to bring this country down. And I'm not going to sit here and watch a bunch of stupid high school and college punks fueled by propaganda on MTV and CNN out there stomping around acting like a bunch of jackasses. Excuse me, I didn't mean to go there. I apologize. I want to play some clips right now, but I'm telling you, this is an attempt to bring in a civil war in this country. We told you it was coming. It's clearer than day. They're looking at suspending this election. We need to do everything we can to expose who's behind this and say no to it so it backfires. And we need to have all the police departments and citizens and everybody of every race, color, and creed come together and realize this is an attempt to get us all at each other's throats and say no to this, because this is 21st century warfare. This is being run by the mainstream media we know is our enemy, by the globalists that run the federal government that we know have hijacked it. I mean, this is a no-brainer. The mayor is saying it's white people's fault in Dallas. He's a big, fat white guy. These people are pimping everyone. I'm done with it. Let's play a clip here. This is the Black El Paso police chief. His record's one of the best in the country. Greg Allen. This is what he had to say to reporters about Black Lives Matter.
What do you have to say to people who will be protesting out there on Sunday, Black Lives Matter people? What do you have to say to them?
Black Lives Matter, as far as I'm concerned, is a radical hate group. And for that purpose alone, I think the leadership of this country needs to look a little bit harder at that particular group. The consequences of what we saw in Dallas is due to their efforts. Any other question?
All right. Well, let's go ahead now and let's go to Obama defending Black Lives Matter while he's over in Europe trying to merge the EU with Eastern Europe. After another night of horrific violence, which I haven't even gotten to yet. Let's go to that.
Now, in a movement like Black Lives Matter, there's always going to be some folks who say things that are stupid or imprudent.
Or shooting people.
Overgeneralize or are harsh. And I don't think that you can hold well-meaning activists who are doing the right thing and peacefully protesting responsible for everything that is uttered at a protest.
And there's another clip of him going after guns. But let's blame all gun owners. We're going to go out to break here. We have George Humphrey coming in the studio to talk about all this and a lot more. But when we return, I'll hold George a little bit with us in the next hour. Roger Shotgun was playing these clips. I have Rudolph Giuliani, who I don't agree with a lot of issues. What he said about Black Lives Matter is absolutely on target. We're going to play that. We have Sharpton saying off the pigs. Just thought, and again, he's an FBI informant. And the whole FBI is not involved either. But criminal elements in the federal government can only conquer America if we're at each other's throats. This is a no-brainer. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. Infowars.com/show. I know most of you are listening on AM and FM stations. Please spread the word about that broadcast. Support that local affiliate. If you have friends outside the listening area, send them links to Infowars.com/show so they can hear the podcast, the free iPhone and Android apps, the feeds, the video feeds, and more. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, and this is an attempt to bring down our republic. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got gunfire hitting the police station in San Antonio. We got cops shot in Georgia. We got white drivers shot in Georgia, shot in Tennessee. White cops shot in Tennessee. Cops shot in Florida. Cops shot in all over the news. We have video coming up of Al Sharpton saying off the pigs. We've got Obama saying gun control is necessary if you care about the safety of our police officers. As the media just winds up mentally ill people and, you know, all these government-funded groups say kill the cops, deck the halls with dead cops. None of them are to blame, though, Obama said. We just played that. No, it's gun owners are to blame. And Hillary says it is whites and racist cops are to blame. And even though an Asian guy shot this black man that was a felon aiming a gun at him in Houston, even the guy's wife said he aimed a gun at him and the cop shot him. My God, believe these cops, this Asian cop, you aim a gun at him, he shoots you. And then I saw comments on Twitter, they're on InfoWars, by Black Lives Matter groups saying, well, white supremacy can operate through minorities. you know, you're an Asian cop, somebody points a gun at you, and you defend yourself. Again, and I'm not anti-black people. I want black people to succeed and be successful, and they're just amazing, great people. But this is social engineering. This is the media taking an issue that is tiny compared to everything else, like flesh-eating bacteria or diabetes or blacks killing blacks or whatever. I mean, you're talking a problem 100 times bigger, and just making this the end of the world, and mainstream media pushing it, and Google and Facebook pushing it, and Facebook lighting up its whole offices Friday saying Black Lives Matter, and Zuckerberg saying don't criticize anybody, you know, that's for Black Lives Matter, because his own employees are criticizing it, because it's a program to cause infighting. Now let's play Giuliani, then I'm going to our guest who's in the studio with us.
The reality in the black community is there's too much violence in the black community. So a black will die 1% or less at the hands of the police and 99% at the hands of a civilian, most often another black. So if you want to protect black lives, then you got to protect black lives not just against police, which happens rarely, although with tremendous attention, and which happens every 14 hours in Chicago. Every 14 hours. And we never hear from Black Lives Matter. Well, so if you want to deal, if you want to deal with this on the black side, you've got to teach your children to be respectful to the police, and you've got to teach your children that the real danger to them is not the police. The real danger to them, 99 out of 100 times, 9,900 out of 1,000 times, are other black kids who are going to kill them. That's the way they're going to die.
So.
And when you say Black Lives Matter,
and folks,
that's
I've got
racist.
Issues with Giuliani on some issues, but I mean, that is absolute truth. And this is my problem. I have the Justice Department own numbers last year. 258 black Americans were killed by police. Let's just say all of those were illegitimate, even though most of it was probably legitimate. Let's just say all of it's bad. Ladies and gentlemen, there's over 500 blacks killed by blacks in Chicago last year. It's 2,000 plus shot so far this year in Chicago. It's not the cops. All I'm saying is I don't like warrantless checkpoints. I don't like DWI blood draws. I don't like a lot of unconstitutional stuff going on with the police, but that's our governments that are doing that. That's where we should change it. But it's so clear it's an attempt at causing a civil war. And I've been using that term for a long time. Now that's being picked up, and you see folks actually calling for a civil war. Now, George Humphrey is a very successful businessman, author, researcher, major exporter, importer, you name it, good friend of mine. I remember 25 years ago when I was working for Pat Buchanan's campaign as I was a high school senior, going to his house to pick up hundreds of signs to go put up around town. And then as soon as I got on Access Television, Local Talk Radio, he was a talk show host. So I've been friends with this guy really 21 years, but knew him 25 years ago. And he was a Democrat on the city council, but he's a patriot. And he's somebody that has been warning of this and warning of a destabilization program. He's with us to the bottom of the hour next hour. And I have a very special report dealing with NATO, talking about trying to move missiles up against the Russian border. That'd be like if Russia moved missiles into Cuba. This is a big deal. Putin has said they're looking at actually bombing those missiles. And so the Ministry of Defense has said that. Their foreign minister has said that. So this is really escalating. We've got that special report coming up. I intend to take a few calls next hour. But we've got Hillary Clinton blames whites and cops for deaths of young black men. The video article's up on Infowars.com from Breitbart. We just have all this craziness, and it's just so sad. Don't people know the establishment that's screwing us all over and robbing us all of our freedoms and our future is pushing this? So the question is, why are they pushing it? And then, of course, George has some info on Trump and his big concerns. George, great to have you here with us.
Alex, it's always great to be here, and I love seeing you. And for those who are listening, I've known Alex for a long time, and I'll tell you what, he is a he's a dear friend of mine, and what he's saying today is so right on. It's so right on. In the period of time that we're in right now, it's chaos, and it's fixing to get a lot worse in the near future. And so that's why it's up to us who are sitting in the studio, but more importantly, to the people who are listening. Our country, our republic, our culture, our world is worth preserving. the good things of this nation are so overwhelming. I travel all over the world. I travel through China, through Southeast Asia, through Europe, South America. And I'll tell you what, the republic, the constitutional republic of this country, where there is supposedly a nation of laws, this is something, a very, very positive thing. And quite clearly, the things that Alex and I have been talking about on air for the last 25 years is that there is a concentrated, very focused movement by the Illuminati to destroy the middle class, to destroy the good things of this country.
And it's anti-human.
Absolutely. It's anti. Listen to what Alex just said. It's anti-human. Human beings don't go in and kill 55 people in a club. They don't do these things unless they're Manchurian candidates. One issue after another issue after another issue, just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, it is so absolutely clear and positive.
We're facing an evil intellect.
That the Manchurian candidate vibration is out there. And then the question is, first of all, we have to be aware that the predominant media is completely manipulated.
I can't believe the cops weren't even cold and they were blaming the cops.
Absolutely.
I mean, the president was on Friday. This is incredible.
You know, Alex, when I was on the city council, you know, I've been kind of a hippie all my life. And, you know, I remember being pulled over many times in Houston when I had long hair and being pushed around. And I didn't like it. But I was also a city councilman, and I helped run the police department in this city. And we had a heck of a good police department. Chief Edwards, he was a peace officer. And during the 70s and the 80s, City of Austin had one of the finest police departments in the country because the police cared about the people. We still have a lot of good police here in Austin, Texas right now. And just like you're saying, we are not defending the police 100% because if
but there's a clear plan to just overthrow everything.
Absolutely.
This is an attack on America.
And if there is if a policeman breaks the law, he should be tried and convicted. But what is going on right now, as you're saying so eloquently, it's unbelievable that these people believe it. And
the president and the attorney general, we got to reform the cops. In response to cops being dead. It's their fault they're dead.
It's
their fault they got shot. What the hell?
And you know where this is coming from? This is not coming from somebody like a Malcolm X or somebody like this. George Soros.
A Nazi collaborator. Hillary Clinton, all these globalists.
He is a Hungarian communist billionaire who his track record, it is white communist Illuminati stooges who are funding this, who are paying these Black Lives Matter.
They admit that.
$16 an hour to go out and do this stuff. Friends, please.
Why is George Soros not arrested? He's involved in sedition.
Of course he is. Because we are, the situation in this country is past the rules.
The truth is, you can look at Soros, he's tied into the dark side.
Of course.
That guy's getting orders directly from the frickin'.
He wants to be part of the Illuminati. He's still a small.
Oh, yeah, he's getting direct orders from hell, folks. Look, I'll just say it. Your new book's out. It's about where they're getting the orders from. It's satanic, folks. Life, love, and joy. George Humphrey, my good friend. These people are out to get the whole planet. I don't care what color you are. You got to unite against them. They're going to be shot in the back. Here are 5 cops in Dallas.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're going to get into some really heavy stuff because I'm noticing either people are more awake or they're like zombies now. People I've known for 20, 30 years suddenly just hardly talk and just watch TV all day. They're in a mesmerized state. Even mainstream media admits most kids have lower language skills, are in a dream state, are brain damaged. They have this new Pokemon system where it projects false reality into the real world, and you wear these goggles or use your phone and play Pokemon in the real world, and kids are like collapsing and stuff and having convulsions. That's happened before. The point is there's a lot of weird stuff going on, a lot of really advanced things going on. And so when you see this whole Black Lives Matter thing, I told the story Friday. Thursday, the day this happened, I was supposed to go meet with a supplement maker who had come up with a supplement over a decade ago that was put in Whole Foods, that's really high quality but never took off nationally, that I was looking at trying to have an acquisition of. That's what we do. We fund ourselves with products. Got a big sale going right now that ends tomorrow. 20 to 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. But I digress. And she couldn't go to the meeting. She said, the guy that I had a baby with, he's moved back to India, but he's Indian. My son's 5 years old. He's half Indian. He's brown. The police are going to kill him. I'm scared to go out. And I had to sit there to a person who's successful in business and go, Indians don't even show up on the police shooting rate. I mean, right. Indians probably have some white collar crime, but there's like no known Indians being shot. and didn't matter. She goes, she's brown. No, he's brown. He's brown. This is this mind control where people really believe this is an epidemic. This is an example of someone completely living in fear. Forget that the police are good or bad. This woman is literally, you know, sitting there in her nice house, with her nice car, a successful business person, shaking in fear that cops are going to kill her son because he's brown. It's total BS, George.
Well, first of all, what we need to remember, what I need to keep remembering, is that white, black, Hispanic, Asian, we're all human beings. We're all part
cops
of
cops have not shot any Indians that I know of.
We're all part of God's creation.
Exactly, but
and
it's not.
You know what? And I have a lot of friends who are of color. And my friends of color are more aware of the New World Order relatively than most of the white people.
That's what I found.
And
is that why they're being targeted?
Absolutely, because they separate and control. By and large, most Native black people, most African Americans are aware of the New World Order. They want freedom. They've known direct slavery, and they're aware of the insanity. This is an absolute.
So they're used as the detonator, though.
Of course they are. And the thing about it is, remember that all of Black Lives Matter is being funded by Eastern European Hungarian communists through this, and most of the people saying the most outrageous things are white punks.
They're the leaders.
They're white punks. I've dealt with two or three of these kids in the last couple of weeks, and it's like, you are unbelievable. And most of the black people that I've talked to in the last two or three weeks, they're just rolling their eyes.
No, I agree.
Most
but the media
aren't buying it.
No,
anymore.
I agree, but the media takes it and makes it look like that. So
of course it is,
George. I mean, let's talk about you're a smart guy, business, politics, you name it. What is the point of this? Because to me, it's so ridiculous to have Hillary and the mayor of Dallas and Obama blaming the cops and white people and all this. Obviously, this is their own doing. They've set this up. What is the point of all this?
Okay, first of all, you and I both know that a magician waves his hand up here with the wand, and it gets everybody looking up here. But he's picking
So what
up.
Are they doing he's while picking. We're doing this, while we're watching this?
They're creating a civil war and destroying us, because America is the last bastion of freedom. As Thomas Paine used to say, America can be the beacon of freedom for the rest
that's it,
of the
that's
world.
It. This is an attack on our country.
Of course, attack on not only our country,
the globalists
but
have
all
tried,
of the good things that all human beings desire.
That's how they tried to take over our institutions. They haven't been fully successful, so now they're going to take a wrecking ball to it.
Yes, and the point is that if we human beings, if we use our common sense and we have a little bit of love in our hearts and a little bit of courage in our spines, we can easily see through this. And we have I'm a relative optimist. I know that we as human beings, black, white, all of us together, we can stop this stuff.
We do. That's it. I don't want us to be conned and be failures. Because I love everybody, and I have to sit here and just watch this government-funded crap. It's so ridiculous.
You know, I've known Alex for a long, long time. And you know what? There is not a person in this country who's talking about equal rights any more than you are. Because it's going to take all of us fighting this insanity. It's going to take all of us. And so for the listeners out there who are not white middle-class people, who are supposedly the rednecks, we're all in this together. Slavery. It used to be the blacks were the slaves we saw. Now everyone is a slave. It's psychological slavery.
And the only way the slave master can win is playing us off against each other.
Yes.
What do you think? I see desperation in Hillary and the globalists.
Of course.
Let's get to the big point. You came in with some very chilling statements. I respect you. Stuff you've warned me about, it's always come true. You warned me about derivatives 10 years before I knew what they were. George Humphrey, best-selling author, researcher, businessman. What is going on with Donald Trump? You were telling me earlier, yes, he's
okay.
Real, but they're going to kill him.
Well, I didn't
they
say they're going to kill
you
him.
Said they're
I
try.
Said that that's a possibility. Now, all we have to – history repeats itself. In 1980, Jimmy Carter against Ronald Reagan, they had Iran gate. 1991, we had Waco in Oklahoma City when Bill Clinton came in. 2001, we had 9/11. These are all false flags. 2008, we had the controlled breakdown of the economy. There's a very high possibility that there's going to be a major. And if you look at this, all these false flags have progressed in magnitude. And so what we're looking at.
Good God, the next one's going to be huge.
It could be. And the only way we stop it is to be aware of it right now, to do everything we can to diffuse that and to put it out.
That's right, because the enemy knows we're aware, they're going to back off.
Now, clearly, Miss Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, back in the 90s, I wrote a couple books, one called Common Sense, another called Uncommon Sense. Went up to Arkansas, and I met with a bunch of researchers up there. I went to Mena, Arkansas. I did the whole thing. And there's a whole list of the 82 different people between 1979 and 1992, between the ages of 12 and 57, who all died violent deaths. And guess what? Their only common denominator was their connection with the Clintons. I'm not the one who came up with this. It's all over the Internet. And anybody listening to this can check
it out. It's called Arkansas.
It's called Arkansas, just like Bill Clinton's father was not Clinton. You know who Bill Clinton's real father was.
Rockefeller.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. That's the reason he got to go to Georgetown. That's the reason he got a Rhodes Scholarship. That's the way he got to Russia without a visa. That's the way he got to Yale Law School. That's the way he got elected the Attorney General of Arkansas at age 26. Come on, folks, let's wake up. Now, I think that about 85 to 95% of the people who are listening to this probably know this, but the point is that it is up to us, the people who are listening to this show, is that it is up to us to build our base. We need to reach a critical mass. And each of you who are listening, understand you are powerful. You have the ability to make a change. And as Mahatma Gandhi used to say, in the heart of each man and woman is the seed of the universe. No matter what color you are, how much money you've got, da 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 da. Realize that what we're saying and what you're hearing and what you know to be true is that love and justice and right action is important. We do not need to go down this road toward chaos. And that's exactly what is being planned for us.
It's so naked, though, George, when you're awake. I mean, I look at Hillary saying it's white people's fault, and I look at Obama saying that. It's just legitimizing this. They want this to get worse.
Of course. Of course. I mean, it's so obvious. You and I did, too. You were the lead guy. We did Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. And we said Obama would do this and this.
Did it all.
And in fact, he did about three times more. Nobody is talking about the TPP. It makes NAFTA and GATT seem like child's play. The TPP sells the sovereignty of this country, and nobody's talking about it.
World government's coming in, taking full control of our lives, and we're sitting here seeing civil war be started in America and police attacks across the country, as if police that are run by our governments that we elect and control are the problem. We need to look ourselves in the mirror, and we need to look government in the mirror and take it back. This is out of control. Second hour with George Humphrey, my friend, straight ahead. We'll talk about his book that gets into who are the Illuminati? Who pulls their strings? Why are they so unified? Life, love, joy. George Humphrey, the new book. We'll tell you how to get it straight ahead. We also have a huge special going at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.